Orlando, Florida. The Sunshine State, home to Mickey Mouse, Universal Studios, Spring Break, and boy bands. We are here to change that. So get ready for more of the best independent music you've never heard. This is Insomnia Radio Orlando with your host, Marcy Brinker.
Everybody, welcome to the 10th episode of Insomnia Radio Orlando. So what'd you think of the new theme song? Pretty cool, huh? That was done by Jamal Boucher, who is the man behind Blame Amy, and he's a good friend of the Insomnia Radio family, so he recorded that for Jason and all of the rest of us to use. So if you get a chance, check out his MySpace page, myspace.com/blameamy. And then, you know, I don't usually mention this. I think I may have only mentioned it in the first episode, but in my intro that you hear every week, the band is Boutros Boutros, and the song is Falling Trees. So thanks a lot to those guys for letting me use their song.
Bye.
kicked off the show today with Biogenic and the song Without You. Biogenic came together in late 2005, and they're currently working on their debut CD, and you can catch them, if you're local, you can catch them November 2nd at the AKA Lounge in downtown Orlando. They are participating in the Bodog Battle of the Bands Round 3, which will be November 22nd over at St. Pete at the State Theater. These guys are also participants in the Rocking Idol TV taping, and that's going to be at Hard Rock Live in Hollywood, Florida, in January. So check out their MySpace page for more details on that. It's myspace.com/biogenicband. Then right after Biogenic, we heard Spacebar, and I've played these guys on this show before. I really like them a lot. The song's called Things Change, and you can find them at myspace.com/spacebar or spacebarmusic.com. They're currently working on their first full-length CD, and I also just found out that they're participating in the Anti-Pop Festival, which is going to happen from November 13th through the 18th in various venues in downtown Orlando. And I am going to do my best to get together some of the bands that are playing there, hopefully some Orlando bands and some national bands that will be playing, and maybe do a special podcast. So if I can get that together in the next couple of weeks, I will give you more details on it. All right, next up, we have Danny Feedback with Operation Chop Chop. Danny Feedback is a trio, and they have described their sound as David Bowie and Sonic Youth on crack. And they pretty much unabashedly say that they're in it for the money, the drugs, and the fame. They have a debut CD out. It's called The Worker King and the Queen Bee. And you can catch them November 10th at the Copper Rocket Pub. And you can find them on MySpace at myspace.com/DannyFeedback.
We'll be right back.
you're enjoying the music of Orlando, be sure to support the artists we feature. Get to their site by visiting our site, orlando.insomniaradio.net.
A moldy man who thinks the world has gone completely mad. We're living life so dangerously, hurting the minds of you and me. When we don't live in harmony, all we need is harmony. Sang a verse. I need a drink because I'm dying of thirst. It was so lonely living in the sea, but since returning I'm in misery, 'cause we're not living in harmony. All we need is harmony. Especially when you're living on your own. It's bad enough to have to cook for three, when all you've got is harmony. But all we need is harmony. 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 All we need is harmony.
That song was Harmony by The Q's, and their debut EP is due out on October 31st. And they are signed to Bulldog Audio, and actually Bulldog Audio has a MySpace page, which is, go figure, myspace.com/bulldogaudio. And if you go there, they've got all kinds of CDs and merchandise, and they've also got some really interesting special offers concerning obtaining free CDs or admission to shows and that sort of thing. So if you like these guys, definitely check that out. And they also have their own MySpace page, which is myspace.com/theQs. And coming up next, we have the Sweet Kisses with Last Summer Day. And these guys have been working on a CD, and I know that they have a whole bunch of songs recorded for it, but I don't have any official word on when that's going to be released. So, if you want more information, myspace.com/thesweetkisses. And if you're local, you can catch them on November 3rd at 8 p.m. at Austin Coffee and Film, where they'll be doing an acoustic set.
Just know that she would never leave me here in the dark. time wherever we are.
The last song was called The Soul of the Universe by the band Clockhand Strangle. These guys were recently signed to Gainesville's Orange Records, and they will be releasing their first full-length CD in early 2007. In the meantime, they've got a lot of tour dates throughout Florida and various parts of the Southeast. So check their MySpace page for those dates. That's myspace.com/clockhandstrangle. They've also got a website, which is clockhandstrangle.com. And the Orange Records website is orangerecordsgainesville.com. Before we get to the last song for today, I just wanted to ask you guys for some feedback. Now that we're 10 episodes in, I'm just curious as to what you think about the show and if you've discovered any great new bands. If you live in Orlando, have you gone to see anybody that I've played just because you heard them on my show? And I'm also curious where it is you guys listen to the show. I know that I take podcasts everywhere. I take them in the car with me. I take them to the gym. They're in my headphones when I do yard work. I take them everywhere. So I'm just kind of curious where you're listening to the show. So if you want to drop me a line, that is orlando@insomniaradio.net. And I hope you're enjoying the show, and I hope you'll stay subscribed and tell your friends. Also, one more thing is, you know, I'm always mentioning everyone's MySpace addresses, and mine is myspace.com/insomniaradioorlando. So if you like the show, send me a friend request. And also, that might come in handy for you, because every week when I put out a show, all of the bands that are featured on that show, I put them in my top friends list. So you can easily go to my page and find any of theirs from my page. So hopefully that's helpful. Okay, so the last song for today is from a band called Hollidaysburg, and the song is called Stay Here Tonight. And these guys, they have a debut record, A Better November, which came out in the summer of 2005, and you can buy that at CD Baby. They have a MySpace page, myspace.com/Hollidaysburg, and they also have a website, hollidaysburg.com. And if you want to catch them live, they have quite a few dates coming up in November. The first one I have listed here is November 3rd, and they'll be playing at Austin Coffee and Film, and that's an unplugged show. All right, I hope you guys have a great weekend, and I will see you next week.
Standing in the car.
Insomnia Radio Orlando is a joint production of Indie Music Project and Insomnia Radio, killing your FM around the world.